my recording now. And John, to start this off, can I get you to say and spell your first and last name for the record, please?
John Turmel, J-O-H-N-T-U-R-M-E-L.
And John, you are running as an independent candidate in the Oxford County by-election, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so John, just to start this interview off, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was a professional gambler my career. I was a teaching assistant of Canada's only mathematics of gambling course, and I have a degree in systems engineering. So I have the same education as Star Trek science officer Spock, who had the math to figure out the winningest way to go, and so do I. So I have many solutions. My site is smartestman.ca and slash aboutjct.pdf lists all the different ways that I was right and the whole world was wrong. For instance, when the COVID crisis happened, nobody, not one doctor in the planet, noticed that they were comparing the COVID in-hospital death rate to the flu's out-of-hospital infection death rate. So that they said they'd both comparing the mortalities. Who said the COVID mortality was 3.4%? The flu's mortality was 0.1%, 34 times worse. But they were comparing the overall infection fatality rate, IFR, and they had the COVID CFR, case fatality rate in hospital. So off by a factor of 100. So I wrote a book. It's at Amazon, COVID Mortality Hyped 100-fold. And so I filed an application in the federal court. I probably connect Canada's best-known guerrilla lawyer. And so I asked the court to declare a false alarm, because it wasn't 34 times worse. It was only a third as bad as the flu. And now 2 years, 3 years later, it's coming out that this is barely even a flu. So they scared us into lockdowns so they could then scare us into taking the shots to escape lockdowns. And but anyway, the court would not let it go forward. She said, no, these aren't facts. Imagine, who miscomparing apple to orange? That's not a fact. And anyway, many other things. The site slash C19, smartestman.ca/C19, has everything you need to know about the case in federal court, trying to get them to declare a false alarm. Because let's face it, if they declared a false alarm, then we wouldn't even be talking about mandates, right? No one's going to take an experimental jab for a false alarm. And that's why this was the most powerful argument possible, and that's why the courts wouldn't let it in.
Okay.
Now I'm in the Supreme Court of Canada right now asking them to declare the false alarm, and I'll be filing a motion for reconsideration before the end of the week. So, yeah, I've been busy in the courts my whole career. It started with my fighting the CRTC when I used to be excluded from political debates. And they were supposed to give me an equitable share quantitatively and qualitatively. And the courts always ruled that you're getting none is still fair, is still equitable. And I kept appealing. So I've recently been declared a vexatious litigant for all of my cases. But they're all quality cases. I'm not ashamed of any of them. So in this case here, bad times are coming, okay? Picking the war with Russia. You know, let's face it, this... Here you have Trudeau, who was saying that, first of all, he said it was safe and effective, the vaccine. And now you have people, even Bill Gates last week admitted the vaccine wasn't effective. So you got all these people being jabbed, including kids, with all the adverse effects for even kids, and it wasn't effective at all. It was a false alarm. Now, the worst thing of all is the fact that back in the 30s, the commies starved 4 million Ukrainians to death by seizing all their grain from the farmers. The Holodomor, it's called. And then after that, don't forget, when Russia tried to put nukes in Cuba, Kennedy said he was going to invade. That's worth invading when you put nukes on our border. Well, guess what? NATO expanded after promising not to, and they were going to put nukes in Ukraine, threatening Russia. And Putin said, don't do that. They were going to do it, so he invaded. Now, what's neat is when the Nazis invaded in 1941, Russia, they went through Ukraine. And, of course, who are the Ukrainians going to join? The commies who killed 4 million of them, or the Nazis who were liberating them. So they joined the Nazis, which is why so many Ukrainians are Nazis. And that's why when the CIA overthrew the Ukrainian government in 2014, what's the best way to piss off the Russians? Install Nazis in charge, which they did. So now you have Trudeau saying he's offended by seeing a Nazi flag amongst the truckers, and yet now he's supporting the Nazis in Ukraine. This is the most shameful event in parliamentary history, that all the parties support the Nazis in Ukraine. I don't. Okay, I don't think we should have tried to put nukes on Russia's border, and I think Russia had the same right as Kennedy to invade, to stop putting nukes on their border. And so, but here we are, supporting the Nazis in Ukraine. I got booed the other night at the Embro debate when I said I don't support the Nazis. All the Nazi supporters in the audience booed me. So I put that video up at my site, and so I did take a video. And so anyway, this is the most shameful thing that Canada's ever done, supporting the Nazis in Ukraine. And we've also been suckered into supporting the Nazis, and we were suckered into believing that the lockdowns were necessary for a false alarm, and people taking the vac, you know, the clot shots for a false alarm. So I did my best to warn Canadians that and the world, because if the Canadian court had declared it a false alarm, it would have stopped mandates all around the world. That's why it was so important they not allow my case to be heard, because it's too simple. They compared an apple to an orange. The facts are obvious. If you go check my, you know, my page C19, you'll find the link to the math in my statement of claim where all the proof is there that they did not compare the same metrics. And they're off by a factor of 100 to trick us. And they tricked us successfully.
Okay, so John, just kind of moving on here. Sorry, we're already kind of pushing 7 minutes, and there's a couple other questions I would like you to answer. Is that okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so first thing I want to clarify, so what do you do for a living?
Now I'm retired, but for my whole career I was a professional gambler.
Okay, and where are you currently located?
Brantford.
Brantford, okay. So what made you want to run in Oxford?
Well, I've run, this is my 107th election. In 1979, I ran to legalize gambling because I got tired of being busted. And they asked me about inflation. And I said, how come my casino chips don't inflate and the government's coins inflate? It's the same hardware. What's going on here? So I did an analysis, and I found the big lie of economics that interest fights inflation. Interest actually causes inflation. Okay, mortgage means death gamble. They lend the suckers all 10, make the suckers all promise to pay back 11, and at the end of the game, only 9 guys can pay 11. 10th guy gets squeezed out, loses his farm or his house. So that's how mortgage, it's an elimination game like musical chairs, and I then continued running in election after election after election, saying I can reprogram the Bank of Canada's computer to give everybody interest-free credit cards. And my page 1974 is a poem about how Pierre Trudeau shut down the interest-free loans in 1974. Before that, the provinces could get interest-free loans for infrastructure. But after 1974, they had to go to private banks, start taxing everybody to pay interest. And that is what I blame Pierre about. But the Spock solution, don't forget, same education as Mr. Spock, what would he do? Many times he saved the whole planet by reprogramming a central computer, and I can do the same by reprogramming a central bank to give everybody an interest-free credit card. That
okay.
is the solution to financial woes. It gets the poor people and the bums off the street, and it safeties everybody. No more foreclosures.
Okay, so just to quickly clarify, you said you've ran in multiple elections before. What level was that, like city or?
All levels.
All levels? And did you ever win any of those elections?
No, but don't forget, when the media don't tell people about me offering to give them interest-free credit cards, or I only get heard once, what are the chances? No media have ever explained how an interest-free credit card system would work. So how can the voters, I can make fun of them. What kind of idiot would refuse an interest-free credit card? These voters did. These 107 elections worth of voters. I run in every provincial election in Ontario, by-election too, and every federal election and by-election across the country, and municipally, wherever I happen to live. So it's my duty as an engineer to keep offering to reprogram the system that is morting us.
And I imagine that's what you would like to do if you win this by-election in Oxford, is
yes,
the interest-free credit card?
Yes, that's right. And don't forget, if I get into Parliament, how long before the guy who can always figure out the winningest way to go isn't Prime Minister? Okay, I get to make fun of Justin Trudeau and all his mistakes because I don't make those kind of mistakes, you know? I'm Canada's Mr. Spock, you know, and I've been refused 106 times so far. But anyway, I don't blame the voters because they really never learned in depth what I was offering. And would you turn down an interest-free credit card? Who would? So not many people would if they even knew they were being offered it. And I've offered it 107 times. So who knows? Maybe if ever they find out, maybe the opposition candidate will do it. But they've never done it before because they're all compromised by the people who own them, their funders, their donation givers, you know. So I don't have to do that, you know. I can speak my piece and tell you what I think, and I don't have to worry about what my donors think. I don't have that many donors.
Okay, well, John, thank you so much for your time doing the interview today.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Actually, before I let you off the phone here,
yeah.
Would you